There are a lot of basketball cards going up in price as the season is heating up. But some football cards and UFC are going up as well. We'll tell you which ones are going up the most in today's top five cards.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies. And at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. I am freshly back from the Nashville Card Show, the National. It was a wonderful card show. We've got a full vlog from it coming out this Sunday on our Sports Card Investor YouTube. I'm excited to share that with you. And then next week, at the end of next week, I am off to Toronto for the Sport Card Expo, the Toronto National, as they call it. I'll be there next Thursday and Friday. So if you are at the Toronto Sport Card Expo, make sure to say hello. I would love to meet you. Of course, this Top 5 Tuesday is brought to you by Whatnot, and Whatnot is doing something really interesting. Late next week and next weekend, they're doing a major card show on the Whatnot platform, and Sports Card Investor is going to be participating. I will be live on Whatnot selling some really amazing cards you're going to want to check out. More details on that soon. But what you need to do right now is make sure you have the Whatnot app on your phone and make sure you're following Sports Card Investor on Whatnot. And if you don't have that app on your phone, scan that QR code on your screen or go into the show notes, go into the show description, use our link, and you'll get $10 in free Whatnot credit. Okay, let's talk about cards today, guys, and let's start by looking at the overall sports card index, the SCI 500 from the Market Pulse by Market Movers. 500 of the most prominent sports cards, unfortunately, going in the wrong direction. Down a little over 2% over the last week, down a little over 5% over the last 30 days, and since January 1st, we are down 22%, just over 22%. So not a great year for sports cards. A little bit of a sell-off continuing over the last 30 days. There's some real good buy opportunities coming up soon. That's how I look at this, ladies and gentlemen. I remain very optimistic about the long term of the sports card hobby and excited to pick up some cards at a discount compared to how they were priced last year. Now let's talk about some of the cards that you could have made some money on had you picked them up 30 days ago. Some cards that are red hot. It's time for today's top five. We're starting today with a cold card. It's a player who has really struggled with the injury bug, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, as you guys know, is a star, has been a star, won championships with the Spurs, and the Raptors really carried the Raptors on his back to a championship. But unfortunately, he has really struggled with injuries and his card prices have struggled as well. Kawhi has not played more than 60 games in a year since 2016-2017. That's not great. And of course, he missed all of last season due to recovering from an ACL injury. He's only played two games so far this season. So basketball card investors have been in a major sell-off of Kawhi Leonard cards for some time. Look at this graph. This is bloody. We're going back. We're looking here basically over a little bit more than 2 years. So this is a very long-term graph. And I took us to the absolute peak of Kawhi Leonard cards, which was on August 20th of 2020. And we're looking right here at his 2012 Prism base card in PSA 10. Would you believe that in August of 2020, this card sold for as much as $6,100? And would you believe that it is now down almost 94%, most recently selling for $388? Yikes. Yikes. It has been a cold couple year stretch here for Kawhi Leonard. I hope he gets his health back. I hope he can start doing good things on the court. I would love to see the Clippers do something with him at the helm. They're an interesting team, but Kawhi needs to get healthy and stay healthy. In the number five spot, we're going to UFC and we're going with one of the top prospects in the hobby, Sean O'Malley. He's now number one ranked in the bantamweight division after winning a split decision at UFC 280. And this was a big win for O'Malley because he's been popular outside of the octagon, but many collectors and fans have wanted to see him have success inside the octagon to match that level of popularity. Now he's starting to have that. And as MMA continues to grow in popularity in the sports card hobby, O'Malley could rise along with it. He could be one of the leading figures in the years ahead to drive interest in UFC cards. Some collectors are already very high on O'Malley's cards, and you can see the price change here over the last 30 days. We're looking at three of his rookie cards. This is his 2018 Topps Chrome UFC base card. We've got it on the graph in PSA 10, PSA 9, and SGC 10 condition. You can see all three have been going up over the last 30 days. That PSA 10 most recently sold for $162. That is more than double what it was selling for 30 days ago when you could have scooped it up for $78. The SGC 10 selling for right around the same price. And that one is up 122% over the last 30 days. The PSA 9 up about 26% over the last 30 days. It's been a good run for Sean O'Malley. Let's go to football for the number four spot, and let's go with a player who really took advantage of his weekend. Tony Pollard was exceptional, starting in place for the injured Ezekiel Elliott on Sunday. Pollard rushed 14 times for 131 yards and three touchdowns. He really took advantage of his opportunity to shine. There are actually many people going into the season that actually thought Pollard was the best back on the team. They thought he had more upside potential than Zeke did. Maybe that is proving to be true, but the Cowboys overall are a solid team. And when you have both Zeke and Pollard able to platoon, you've got a pretty good backfield, that is for sure. Despite Pollard's success, his cards remain very inexpensive, but they are going up. Let's take a look here. His rookie cards are from 2019 Prism, and I've got his 2019 Prism base card in PSA 10 on the screen and his 2019 Prism silver card in raw condition on the screen. We're looking over the last 30 days here on the graph. You can see these are both ticking up. That Prism base card is up 264%. Now, there's not a ton of sales of this card, but most recently was selling for an average of around $53 coming out of that exceptional performance on Sunday. And you could have picked that card up for $14 just 30 days ago. $14 to $53 in 30 days. That is not a bad profit at all. His silver cards in raw condition currently selling for between about $12 and about $17, but you could have picked those up 30 days ago for around $6. So pretty good rise on Tony Pollard. To the NBA for the number three spot and one of the bright young stars so far this season, Donovan Mitchell. He has been lighting it up for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Of course, he was part of that big offseason trade with Utah, and Mitchell is now teamed up with Darius Garland, Jared Allen, and Evan Mobley to form a really good young core for that Cavs team. Now, prior to this season, Mitchell was kind of a distant second to Jason Tatum in the 2017 rookie class in terms of card values, but Mitchell is starting to catch up now. He's had an exceptional first six games of his season, 32 points per game shooting, get this, 45% from three. I imagine that's going to come back down to earth sometime soon, but for the moment, he cannot get any hotter, and his cards have been exceptionally hot as well. I brought up five of his popular rookie cards here on the screen. We've got his 2017 Prism Silver in PSA 10 and his Prism Base in PSA 10. We've also got his Hoops Base in PSA 10, the most affordable of these cards. And then his 2017 Optic Shock in PSA 10 and his Optic Base in PSA 10. We'll look at the detailed view here and look at the green right here. That's what we're looking for, ladies and gentlemen. That Prism Silver up 7%. That Prism Base up 22%. The Hoops Base up 38%, the Optic Shock 5%, and the Optic Base 9% over the last 30 days. Good profit to be had on all of these. In fact, that Hoops card, that's the least expensive of them, has gone from $22 to a little over $30. Not a huge gain, but from a percentage standpoint, that's 38%. And if Donovan continues on this tear, be interesting to see where all of these could be come later in the season. Let's go with a brand new player in the NBA in the number two spot today. Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic has been lighting it up at the very beginning of his NBA career. You guys probably know he was the number one pick in this year's NBA draft for the Orlando Magic. He's only 7 games into his NBA career, but he is not disappointing, averaging 23-8-4 so far this season. Man, that's a hot start. 23 points per game for a rookie 7 games into his career. That is solid. Now, of course, there's not many cards of Banchero out there. None of the regular NBA releases have come out yet. So all we have to go off of are Panini instant cards, the cards you can buy direct on Panini's website, which they create these kind of in the moment, print on demand instant cards periodically. And believe it or not, they are hot right now because people want Banchero's cards and this is all they have to go off of. Thankfully, we're tracking these in Market Movers and we can show you what they're doing on the secondary market. Let's take a look. This is his 2022 Panini Instant Draft Night card, numbered to 1690, because that's how many were printed on demand. We got it in PSA 10. We've also got it in raw. And then we also have his 2022 Panini Instant RPS First Look card. That one numbered 2939, numbered to 2939. All three of these cards over the last 30 days are on the rise. And if we switch to look by price change, by percentage, you can really see what we're talking about here. RPS First Look card up 231%, most recently selling for over $22. You could have bought that on the secondary market for as little as $6.79 30 days ago. And in PSA 10 condition, that Instant Draft Night card is up 133%. That's now selling for $350. You could have scooped that card up for $149, or you could have just bought some directly from Panini for a few bucks and graded them yourself. You could have also done that. Now, of course, these will probably go down over time as more of these graded cards hit the market, but they're all hot right now. The raw cards are up as well. His raw draft night card is selling for $55 at the moment, and that's a nice gain for anybody who bought these cards. Now, of course, be careful, because as more and more of his cards come out from actual sets that collectors regularly chase, these ones will probably become devalued. So the heat is there today. The heat probably will not be there for these cards 6 months from now. Of course, that is often the case with many cards in our top five. When cards are really hot, they are sometimes at their peak. So be careful. Don't invest necessarily in the cards that we go over in the top five every week, because these cards often are kind of tapping out. Your job as a sports card investor is to figure out what is going to be hot next, or just invest for the long term with some really safe investments into Hall of Famers, vintage, goats, those types of things. But for the moment, it's fun seeing the heat around Banchero's cards. It's time for today's number one card. But first, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from today's episode are from Market Movers. Market Movers tracks more than 1 million sports cards. You can have graphs of more than 1 million sports cards at your fingertips for only $9.99 per month. And your first 7 days are free. All you need to do is go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar. Go do that right now. Okay, guys, number one today, we're going to the NBA, and Ja Morant has been absolutely lighting it up this season. He's picked right back up where he left off last season, and it is great to see. He's averaging 33 points per game while shooting an unsustainable, most likely 57% from the three-point line, but he has been exceptional. He's super likable. He's incredibly fun to watch on the court. He, of course, has had some health issues over the last few seasons, but hopefully he's able to play this whole year healthy. And it would be great to see the Grizzlies have some playoff success this year. They probably will. They've got a great team, a great young nucleus there in Memphis. I'm excited to see what Ja can do as this season goes on. His cards are all trending up. And that's impressive as well because a lot of his cards are high volume. And when we look at cards to go into the top five in these episodes, we're looking not just at how cards are going up from a price standpoint, but we're also looking at how often they sell. And in the case of Ja Morant, his cards are selling really, really heavy, and that puts him firmly in the number one spot today. I brought five of his rookie cards here up on the screen. I've got his 2019 Prism Silver in PSA 10, his Prism Base in PSA 10, his Optic Base in PSA 10, his Prism Photo Variation in PSA 10. Personally love that one. That one's a population of only 546 compared to over 21,000 of his regular Prism card in PSA 10. I like that photo variation. And then the 2019 Hoops PSA 10, his least expensive of the five cards. Let's switch to look at some of the data in detail and look, ladies and gentlemen, at the green in these middle columns. You can see over the last 30 days, these are all up a lot. His Prism Silver is up almost 23%. His Prism Base, by far the highest population of these, only up about 4%. Because there are so many out there, it can be a little harder sometimes for that to move up in price. His Optic Base up 16%. That photo variation up 63% in the last 30 days. And his 2019 Hoop Space up 34% in the last 30 days. There's good profit to be made across the board on all of these cards. If you had bought his Prism Silver 30 days ago, you would have paid $1,100. Today, you could sell it for $1,350. If you had bought that photo variation 30 days ago, you would have paid $249. Today, you could sell it for $405. It's been a pretty awesome run for Ja Morant these last 30 days. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's top five. If you did, please give this video a like. Please hit that subscribe button and go right now to subscribe to Market Movers. You're going to love having all of this data at your fingertips. 1 million sports cards that you can track all the time with Market Movers. And you can get it right now, instant access by going to sportscardinvestor.com, clicking Market Movers in the main menu bar. Your first 7 days are free, and then it's only $9.99 per month after that. I appreciate you guys watching. We'll see you in a couple days with our next episode. Take care.